Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charmette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charmette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charmette
Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charmette Mitchell Radio Show. OMG, I'm so excited to have you guys tuning in and checking me out every Tuesday, every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, we broadcast from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but we're heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to those that are checking us out from Twitter and from Facebook and from MySpace and from iTunes and from smartphones and from iPads and all that good stuff. We're so excited to have you joining us. And I'm Tickle Pink because today is one of my artist spotlight. I have two dynamic artists that are joining me on the show today. The first segment is going to feature a dynamic young man. His name is CJ Balance. He's in the virtual studio with me now. And our second segment will feature another gentleman, Brian Pound. You heard him before on another show called When Did You Fall in Love with Worship? He has a new CD out. We're going to be talking to him. And I'm just excited that you joined us and you're tuning in as well. And so listen, stay up with me. Keep up with me. Go to Charvette.com. You can listen to live shows, past shows, old shows, new shows, all of that. You can see the schedule for future shows, and you can contact me. So if you ever have a question, you know, holler at your girl. Of course, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so listen, we're going to go ahead and jump right on into our first segment. Listeners, I want to know, what were you doing at 9 years old? And what were you doing at 10 years old? And what were you doing at 14 years old? Well, my first guest, oh my goodness, jubilant, gracious, and anointed are just some of the words that describe this ministry sensation. He's 14 years old. He's doing amazing things. He's doing great in school, and he's an artist. He's here to talk to us about his new single. We're just going to find out a lot about him. Coming to the right mic right about now, Mr. CJ Balance. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
CJ.
Thank you for having me. Let me give you a big round of applause. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. And, you know, of course, your CD cover kind of gives away your age. Because you look at the CD cover and you're like, oh, this is a young guy. And so do people always kind of start with that? Like, you're only 14 and you're an artist. I want to know kind of the background. How did ministry, music ministry, start for you?
When I was about 2 years old, that was when I first started singing.
Wow.
The church that I attended was it was also a daycare center. My sister and I went there, and we had our annual Christmas program, and this was finally the year that I was old enough to sing. And the first song that I had sung was I Love You by Barney. That was the first time I ever performed for anybody or ever sung in front of anybody, and I was just, at that time, you know, being 2 years old, you're a toddler, so you really don't know much. And it was just overwhelming to me. Like, I was scared. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I was crying. I did not want to do it. But after it had happened, I just saw how people were standing up and clapping and telling me how good I did. And at the time, I didn't understand what my ministry meant to other people at the time. I just knew that I knew how to make people happy. And by the time I was around about 6 or 7, that's when it started really getting into me that, okay, this is something that's really inspiring people. This is something that's touching people's lives. This is what my purpose is. And ever since, I've been trying to stay close to that and make sure that I stayed on that track and kept that in mind every time I performed or sung for anybody, that my voice is inspiring somebody else.
Look at that. I mean, to find out that young, do you not know there are
30-year-olds and 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds still trying to, you know, figure out what they're supposed to be doing in life and their purpose. So you certainly are inspirational to know, you know, that the music ministry is definitely something that is inspiring people and something you're supposed to be doing. So big shout out there. And so around 9, you put out your first CD, right?
Yes, ma'am. On October 9th, 2006, I put out my first CD, which was called Not Too Young to Serve Him. It was more of a regional CD, so it really didn't get out. It wasn't very extensive as the album that I have, If God Said It Is. That album is on a whole nother level of publicity than Not Too Young to Serve Him was. But I'm happy I still did it, even though it wasn't as big and as popular as If God Said It Is. I'm happy I did it because at the age now, if I listen back to it, I learn from mistakes that I've made. Like, you know, people say, well, I thought your singing was supposed to be a ministry. It is, but at the same time, you do have your times where you have to make sure that you are prepared and you're doing it correctly. If you're going to have a ministry, you have to do it right. So I use that CD, and I learn from, if I made pitch mistakes, if I used too many trills, if I went up too high, if I went out of my range, if I was under my range, if I wasn't showing enough tone. I try to make little tweaks and make it where my ministry becomes even more inspiring, even more powerful, and just touch someone's life even more and be more influential than it was before.
My goodness. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am talking to the dynamic CJ Balance, 14 years old, talking like somebody that is 28, 38 years old. So I got to pause right here, and I have to give a shout out to your parents, because certainly what I hear are things that your parents, and I'm sure your church family, has helped to put in you. So can we give a shout out for your parents?
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to my mother, Tondra Ballas, and my father, Corey Ballas Sr. I love y'all, and I thank y'all so much for everything that you've done for me, that you're doing for me now, that you did for me when I was little, and that you're going to do for me way down hence the time. I love y'all, and I thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, and so there's so many layers to your story, because you are also a worship leader at your church?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, tell us about that.
Well, after a little while, my father thought that I want to say that God talked to him about it first, because sometimes he would, like, and it still happens now, where sometimes stuff just touches him and he wants, for example, he'll tell me, I remember this one time I was in church, we were in church and we were having worship service. And my father told me to sing a song that I had never sung before and that I hardly ever knew. I probably had listened to it once or twice. It was Beverly Crawford's If the Lord Never Does Anything Else For Me, He's Done Enough.
Yes.
I did not think I was going to be able to handle that song, because some songs there, you feel like only the artist that created those songs can sing them.
Right, right.
But he is one person I do not go against. even though I did not agree with it, I sing it anyway.
Children,
it
listening, teens, preteens that listen to the show, did you hear that? Do what your parents said do.
Yes, please. And
good.
It was amazing. I didn't think what the power it had and the power I sung it with, I didn't expect. But back to where my father was, how I became the worship leader from time to time, my father felt like it was time for me to realize that I'm going to have to, eventually there's going to come a time where I'm going to have to give and show my ministry on my own without them,
right,
because I'm
going to
get of that age. So I guess he figured that he's going to start me up now. So that way, when it's time for me to do that, I won't feel like I'm out of my element. I need to just fall back to where I was, and that's it. But he's allowing me to prepare myself to be able to reach out even further and let God be shown through my ministry. And I thank him for that.
Oh, that is so terrific, so terrific. And so certainly this new project, you are, like you said, you're just doing a lot of publicity, and certainly
yes.
those that are working with your marketing, I've seen you all over the place. So big shout out to your marketing team. And your single, I Don't Look Like, I definitely want to play that for the listeners so they can actually hear your ministry. So tell our listeners about this particular song and why you picked it as a single.
I Don't Look Like was the challenging song I had it labeled as. It was the second song that I had recorded as, and the first time I went through it, my mind was playing it some other way, but it was meant to be done in another way, and I just couldn't get it, and I got frustrated. So my producer, Thurman Lee, he decided that we were just going to take a break from that one and record a few more, and then we finally came back to it. And I finally had got it together, and I pieced it together, and I combined it with how the song was meant to be sung and how I wanted to sing it, and that made a beautiful combination. But spiritually, this song, I've called this song so many times, this is a reminder song. Many of the songs on the album, I take that back, all of the songs on the album should be reminder songs. But this one in particular reminds you that no matter what the situation you're in now, you have to take the time to look back what God has already brought you through. If you look in your back door, you can see all that struggle and all those troubles and all that pain that you had not too long ago. And you look at your situation now, and it has no stature compared to the situations you were in back then. So you have to realize that you don't look like what you've been through, which is why I called it a reminder song, because God already told you that he would never put more on you than you can bear to start out with. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. But just know that you don't look like the situations that you've already been through. You deal with this one just like you dealt with those and keep moving.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, CJ Balance, Don't Look Like. I'm telling you, keep it locked right here. Here we go. We're going to let you hear.
Hey, here's some hallelujah praise medicine. For those of you who've been in the struggle, we want you to know the anointing gives us favor with God. No matter what you're going through on the other side of your struggle, God's going to give you the victory. Don't worry, baby. You don't look like what you've been through. Sing it, CJ.
If they only knew what you've been through, for you to be here today. See, they don't know about the storm you had to face on yesterday. But God reached down and covered you, told you everything would be okay. And if they wanna know why you prayed,
but joy, unspeakable joy, comes in the morning.
don't look like. CJ, you just have wisdom beyond your years, and so we shout you out. And when is the official release for your project?
Unfortunately, I'm not aware when the official release of If God Said It will be. However, you can purchase it off your favorite media sites, iTunes, Rhapsody, Napster, DigiStation, any of your favorites, and you can purchase one song by itself or you can purchase the whole album.
All right. Outstanding, outstanding. And how can people connect with you online?
Well, you can go to my website, www.cjbalance.com with two L's, and it'll give you a video, my video, I Don't Look Like, the official video, and it'll also give you my links at the top where you can connect with me with, such as Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. And you will also see my biography, though. They keep all the links of how you can connect with me, so you'll always be able to keep up with me. And also, on Facebook, I have a fan page, which is different from my personal page.
Okay.
Both of them are under the same name. And on my fan page, you'll find most of what I'm doing or what the events that are coming up that I'm going to be participating in.
All right. Well said. Well said. Well, I'm telling you what, you are set up for success. And the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, just delighted that we had an opportunity to talk to you. I know you're getting ready to go to the Stellars this weekend, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I am so excited. I will be performing at the Listening Gallery, and I will be attending the Stellars. So I'm very excited about that.
All right. Well, have a wonderful trip, and we're going to keep our eye on you. And thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Ms. Charvette, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Listeners, I'm telling you what, you want to keep it locked right here. We're going into our second segment with a phenomenal artist, Brian Pound. He is in the virtual studio right now. We want to give a big shout out to all of those that are listening from Facebook, from Twitter, from MySpace, from iTunes, from iPads, from iPod, all of the places that you can listen to the show. We enjoy having you. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. My goal here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and that's what we're doing. Listen, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then right back, we will be back with Mr. Brian Pound. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Zs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much again for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I'm excited to feature an artist right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. He is back by popular demand. You heard him on a previous show called When Did You Fall in Love with Worship? And this gentleman, I'm bringing him to the mic right now. I am so excited to have Mr. Brian Pound. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, Charvette. It's good to talk to you again.
How are you doing today?
Well, you know what? I'm doing very well. I had an operation today, so I'm a little drugged up and groggy.
OMG. Well, we will pray that you say everything coherently.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So listen, I'm just excited to feature you. Your new CD release that is out, Reality, and you, I'm telling you, you have put together a project that I love, and I listen to everything. I listen to the samples on the website, then I listen to the whole project, and I am telling you, This is awesome. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm interviewing Mr. Brian Pound, an artist right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Brian, I want our listeners to have a little bit of background on you as well. As I mentioned with the first guest, CJ Balance, how did ministry start for you?
Well, I guess ministry is one of the things that's always been in our family. Yeah, my father was an evangelist growing up, and so we lived in a mobile home. We traveled all over the United States and like hosting two-month-long revivals, and
wow,
just every night, sometimes for months, you know, we would just be at church. And it's just where my life started, and my life is definitely not moving away from church, you know, but now I've just kind of grown into ministry through my parents. And I guess I really didn't start singing till about high school. I was in Lynchburg, Virginia, and somebody asked me to join the praise team, and I was really nervous, and I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And from there, I just began to just grow in love with singing and with worship, and from there, it was just history. So.
Wow. And so did you ever feel the pressure of, well, my father is an evangelist, so I guess that's the route I'm supposed to take? Did you ever feel that?
Yes. Yes, I did. Honestly, I don't even know if it was said, but it's just one of those things growing up. You know, you want to be like your father. You want to be like those around you. You see them, you know, you're like, well, I feel this pressure to be that way. But it was just one time, I guess, going down the altar, I began to pray, and like I felt God say to me, "I have called you to preach, but I've called you to preach through music." And from that moment on, God just began to give me songs, and give me inspiration, and just begin to use me musically. And of course, you know, your giftings—you start out when you write songs and everything. It's just not very good. I mean, people just kind of endure, you know, your friends and everything are like, oh, yeah, that's good, you know, but they were encouraging. So it kind of helps you continue on and your giftings begin to grow and develop. And yes.
Outstanding. And so how would you describe your music ministry? Because I started to put a genre in front of your name, and then I was like, you know, I don't even really want to put you in a box. I don't even know how you consider yourself. Like, do you consider yourself in a particular genre or just an artist?
That's a good question, because I don't know if I really fit in the Christian genre. You know, I guess the genres that we have, it's not really, it has a gospel sound to it, but it has a jazz sound to it. It has a kind of a popish, kind of a rockish sound on some things. And it's just kind of a fusion of all these sounds. And I guess I just label it under Christian music.
Yeah,
I don't really know other than that, you know.
Yes. Well, you know, I got to tell you, when I listen to it, what I heard, and I know y'all, the holy rollers and the, you know, the real holy people, I'm holy too, but the real holy people might get, you know, they might start cringing. But I heard a Robin Thicke, but a Christian Robin Thicke. When I was listening to the song, I was like, gosh, this puts me in the mindset of a Robin Thicke, but yet a Christian, you know, Christian version. And I could also hear your music, you know, as a crossover, not that you as a, you know, Christian artist would have to go do another style of music, but I could hear your music played on like 98 point, you know, the light 98 or whatever here in the capital city. So, yeah, I'm like, I don't even want to put you in a box. So, you know, I said, well, let me ask him, what does he consider himself? So, you know, another friend of mine that does radio, Gerard Bonner, he calls it life music. And so he would describe your music as life music.
Yeah, it's, I don't really know. I know the, I wanted a sound that was my own. Because I guess if you go to church and some people expect like a certain sound from that, and then if you go to another church, they expect this sound from you. So I was like, you know, I feel all these expectations of a sound, but then I just begin to pray, God, give me my sound, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not full gospel singing, but I could do it. You know, I'm not just full like the I'm not the contemporary Christian sound, but I can do it. But, like, help me find my sound and my niche. And I think that's the producer, Daniel Kenner. He's from Nashville. As I began to tell him my vision and begin to tell him my dream and the sound that I wanted. And he just kind of, like, honed in, like, right away. And he just began to get the musicians and everything together. Everybody,
right.
I mean, seriously, it literally just, from point one, starting with Daniel Kenner, it just began to flow. And I just begin to feel God saying, now is time. Because I've been trying to do this for 7 years. And everything just began to fall through, you know. But honestly, I didn't know me, and I didn't know my sound. And I just wasn't ready for it. But God was just like, okay, now's the time. And it just really just happened.
Wow, and that's God. That's God. That's God.
Yeah, very true.
And I know our listeners are like, well, can we hear? Can y'all stop talking so we can hear? Okay, calm down, because I'm going to let you hear a reality. Set that up for us. The CD release is called Reality, and I want to play the song Reality. What's this song about?
Okay, now this is the basic gist of the whole album, Reality. The real reality does not begin until we die. And I know it sounds kind of morbid, but it's not, because if we are in Christ, it's not a very sad thing. So, but it's to help you realize before reality sets in, do me a favor. If I get caught up in this world, if I get caught up in the days, if I get caught up in all these other things, that will keep me from the real reality, because we're only here for a bit. But when we die, where we go, we will be there forever. So this is just it's a fun song. It's a light song, but the message itself behind the song is really deep, and to help us keep the real reality in mind, which is heaven. So,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Pound, Reality. OMG reality. Brian, I'm getting text messages. I'm getting hits on Facebook. I'm getting people in the chat room. A quick text message from Nolan Griffin from Richmond, Virginia. He's like, I know Brian. He can sing. Big shout out to Nolan. Message from Facebook. Tanya Dallas Lewis from Northern Virginia. She's listening in. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to Marketing Ministry that's hanging out in the chat room. And then also CJB Radio. Big shout out to CJB Radio that's hanging out in the chat room. And they said, I would love to have that project. Send it over to us too. So big shout out there. All right, so Brian, you know what I want to say is some artists, they are good live, like they have, you know, they can captivate the audience and all that, but then when you hear the project, it's like, wow, the project didn't really do it, but I've heard you live, and I'm like, oh, he's got it. You know, you are on point live, and your project is on point, and so, you know, big shout out to you, your producers. You know, how did you pick the songs for your project?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you. I'm very honored, actually, that you'd even have me on your radio show. And, everything just kind of flowed. I have tons and tons of material and songs that God has given me. And I guess with the sound that I was wanting and just going through a lot of the songs with my producer, like I would say, I definitely want this one. I definitely want this one. And everything just kind of, I don't know. Honestly, I can't explain it. It just happened.
It's just a God plan.
Now, if you would have asked me maybe like 3 years ago when I did this project, I would probably be able to tell you all that stuff because I would have made it happen.
Wow.
But honestly, this time God was like, this is what I want on it, and it just flowed. It literally just flowed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so people are listening. Tell them how they can contact you online, how they can pick up your project, all that good stuff.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm an independent artist, so I'm not going to be in any stores right now, but I'm shooting for that eventually. But you can go to my website. It's brianpound.com. Again, that's brianpound.com, and that's Brian with a Y and like a pound of sugar. Brian Pound. And if you go to brianpound.com with an I, you'll get some kind of new age doctor. So you definitely don't want that. That's not me. but yeah, and I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and you can just shoot me an email or go to our website. And there's also like the store option. So you can either download it or you can actually purchase the hard copy of the album. So. Cool.
So you got a lot of options there. Again, listeners, www.brianwithayypound.com, Twitter, Facebook, go directly to his website there, and you can check out all the information. Do you have any upcoming events or anything you want to shout out here that's happening in the capital city?
Well, actually, I don't. Like, I just released it literally like a week and a half ago. So
oh,
this is all brand new. So
great. Keep up with every hot off the press. So listeners, you want to keep it locked on brianpound.com to stay up to date on everything that's coming up with him. And so what have you learned? Like if there's somebody that's out there and they're inspired, they're like, man, I'm ready to put out my project. I feel like it's time. I feel like God has given me, you know, the right direction to go. But I'm like, I'm shaking in my boots. I'm kind of scared. What would you say to that aspiring artist?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you some things that people told me that were wrong along the way.
Clarify. Things that you were told that were wrong. Okay.
Yes,
we want to hear this
yes.
list.
Okay. You have to go with what's hot right now. You have to do something that sells, you know, the sound that sells. You have to... you have to include songs that everybody knows. So you have to put a song on your album that everybody knows. So they'll be like, oh, I like that song. But honestly, you do you. You find your sound. You pray about it. You fast about it. And you find the niche and the sound that is you, the sound that God has given you. Because when you try to mimic somebody else, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And even if God does give you a dream and he says it's time, God's timing is a whole lot different than ours.
So oh my God, ain't that the truth?
Amen. So when he says it's time, that doesn't mean it's like maybe next month it's going to happen. It could literally be years down the road. But don't be discouraged by that, because you'll be more prepared. It will be much better than you could have imagined, because I've had three opportunities to do this with different people. But I'm telling you, it would not have come out the way it did if everything wasn't in God's timing. So that is the absolute most important thing. You do you, you find your sound, and you wait on God, and it's going to happen.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I want the listeners to hear wisdom. And I like everything on the project, but wisdom, tell us about this song called Wisdom.
Okay, this song is an allegory. Actually, one day I was a little depressed about my life, and I just began to go to the book of Proverbs. And I went to, like, some scriptures about Lady Wisdom, how she was in the streets, she was at the gates, she was crying, trying to tell people the error of their ways, but they wouldn't listen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? What if wisdom was screaming in my face and I didn't even know it? What was she saying to me, you know? So basically, the first verse, wisdom is, I see this lady who's crying, and I ask her, and she begins to tell me what's wrong with my life. And then the second verse is, I'm crying because of what Lady Wisdom has told me, and she tells me how to fix my life. And at the end, I just kind of, I try to plead with the listeners to listen to wisdom. And at the very end, the last words are, why are you crying? Please ask her gently. So it's up to each and every one of us to ask Lady Wisdom why she's crying for us and listen to her, because she's going to tell us how to fix our lives. And we know that wisdom is related to a lady in Proverbs, but wisdom comes from God, obviously, and it is God. But it's just an allegory, a way of getting people to heed wisdom instead of their own quote-unquote wisdom that they have.
All right. Well put, well said. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I'm in one of my artist spotlights with none other than Brian Pound, also from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're going to let you hear Wisdom. Keep it locked right here.
Won't help you win, family.
Check him out there. Brian, I'm telling you, do you have any favorite songs? I know it's hard. I know it's hard to pick, but what would be maybe one or two of your favorite, you know, selections on your CD?
Well, I'd have to say Wisdom is definitely one of them. I love God is Love.
And see, I picked that, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah, God is Love and Words. I love Words. Because that came out of a very rough time. It's just, you know, everybody's had those moments. I don't want to glory in that, that people talk right. about them, people tear them down. And in the end, if we don't let it harm us, we end up becoming mm-hmm. better people. And I guess God turned my bitterness into pity because I was like, you know, I'm really sorry because I begin to hear some stories about some of these people. I didn't want to hear them, honestly. I don't care to know the bad things that are happening to them. But in my mind, I was thinking about, I've got to be so careful what I say about others because what goes around does come around. So
yes, it does.
What our words harm us or they help us. And this is just a song to encourage people. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian or you're not a Christian. What we say about people matters, and let's begin to just build each other up instead of tearing each other down. So basically, our words can either hurt or heal, and it's a song about that.
All right. And listeners, you can, when you go to brianpound.com, you can actually hear a sample of all of the songs, so you'll get to hear a little snippet of all of them. And, you know, the other thing that I like about you, Brian, is that you're really a down-to-earth kind of guy. I like kind of the welcome on your website. is really just written, you know, very authentically. And so I know, I said, I got to ask him something funny because he's such a down-to-earth guy. Have you ever, because if you've been in church since, and you were traveling around and your father was an evangelist, I know you have seen some funny things happen in church because church is just funny. Can you think of something funny? Please tell us something funny that happened to you while in church.
Well, you know what, I guess the only thing that comes to mind right now, there are a plethora of stories, however, right now the only thing that comes to mind is I remember probably about 4 years ago I was leading worship, and I think it was the first worship song of the service, and our musician was playing and I could not find the melody, and it was Draw Me Close, and I was just like, I was like, I'm just going to go for it, even though I can't hear it, so I was like, draw me close to you. And I was so embarrassed because literally for 30 seconds I was trying to find the key in front of everybody. The church is there looking at me.
They're like, we trying to enter into worship and you trying to find your key.
I know. I'm like, I just literally said, I'm so sorry. And then finally found the key and moved on ahead.
Oh, my God. That is funny. And so you put your, you know, that was so nice of you. You put yourself on blast. You didn't tell, you know, a funny story about, you know, somebody slip falling off or somebody
falling down, dancing,
anything like that. So that was, you put your own self on blast. You know, I did, one time I was in a service similar to that story, and the gentleman, he started, the song was one of those songs, and I'm not a singer, but the song was one of those songs you need to kind of start low because it goes up. And so he started out high, and as he started going up to the parts where he was supposed to be really high, he was like, he's singing, and he said, oh, that's too high, in the middle of the song, so that everybody goes, that was too funny.
Well.
He said, oh, that's too high, and then he came back down. So anyway, funny things you can't make up. Well, I'm excited we had a chance to spotlight you, and big shout out on your release. I mean, brand spanking new, a week or so into it right now, available only on your website, but will be available soon in other places. Well, actually, Dig Station, is it available on digstation.com?
Oh, yeah, it is, like Dig Station, D-I-G station.com. You can go on there. It may be in the – you'll have to search for me, but Brian Pound or my –
Yeah, I
the
found
title
it
my,
on there.
Okay, good, yeah, or the title of my album, you can type in Reality – and it'll find it for me, and you can download it there. So.
Okay, cool. And certainly don't want to end without you giving any shout-outs. If you have any particular shout-outs you want to give.
Yes, I do. I just want to say I love my mother and father, James and Teresa Pound, in Beaumont, Texas. And I go to the best church in the world, at least I feel that way, the Pentecostals of Richmond, and we have a wonderful pastor, Joe Forbush, and his wife, whose name is Joe as well. So Joe and Joe Forbush. And
awesome.
Yeah,
so do you have a website you want to give out for your church?
Yeah.
Or you can Google, if you know.
Yeah, PentecostalsOfRichmond.org.
That
is our website. So.
Cool. And you're a worship leader there.
Yes, I'm the minister of music.
Right. See, I love it. And our first guest, he's also a minister, a worship leader at his church. So artists, that's a theme. You know, there are some artists who just want to, I'm just want to do my gigging on the side, but don't have a church family and don't have a church home where they're active. So how important is that for new artists to be active in their local ministries?
Well, I think it's very important to have someone you're submitted to. When you're out there by yourself, you're just by yourself. But when you have some headship, somebody you're submitted to, that offers spiritual protection for you.
Yes.
Because you have somebody that you trust, that you can go to, somebody who's not afraid to tell you when you're wrong, and somebody who encourages you when you're right, and somebody that gives you direction. And it's also good to have that church family you're connected to because they love you, they support you. And it's good to have people that love you for who you are, and maybe not just because they like the way you sing, but they actually, they know you, and they're not afraid to call you out either. And it's just like, it's like family. You need a church family. The Bible says to forsake not the assembling of yourselves when we come together as a church. So it's important. It's very, very important to have that. So.
All right. Well said. Well, I thank you so much again, and I'm going to let you go since you had your surgery early. I think you did an excellent job, especially if you have some meds.
I hope I was coherent.
Yes, you were, with some meds in your system. And we're just going to keep our eye on you, Brian, and the best to you.
Well, thank you so much. Again, it's an honor. Thank you, Charvette.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, I am telling you what, today's show, Off the Chain, we started out the first segment with CJ Balance, 14 years old, his second CD. You got to check him out, CJ Balance, and that's two L's, CJBalance.com, and pick up his project and pick up anything that you can, his singles and all that, support him. And then, of course, we went into our second segment with Mr. Brian Pound, BrianPound.com. Check him out online. OMG, I'm telling you what, we're going to go to a quick commercial break and we'll be back to wrap up the segment. Don't you go anywhere.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. During a power outage, never use generators, grills, or other gasoline, propane, or charcoal burning devices inside your home, garage, or carport, or near doors, windows, or vents. They produce carbon monoxide, an odorless, colorless gas that kills more than 500 Americans each year. If your home is damaged, stay with friends or family or in a shelter. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Day, your voice, your story, on industrybuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3Z.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Again, this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. So excited that you all checked us out today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here every Tuesday, every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, connect with me online. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. And Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And then go to my official website, charvette.com, and that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. And, you know, if you're like, I can't remember none of that, just Google me. I'm in there, Charvette Mitchell. Hey, I'm super excited to offer teleseminar series that's starting up. The first teleseminar is being offered next Monday, which is January 17th, and it is called Are You Media Ready? Mm-hmm. Perfect for new artists, new authors, those that are planning events, for publicists, for publishers that may be supporting and promoting people that are seeking media attention. I found out in my over 140 some shows and over 3 years in doing this radio show that some people aren't ready for the media, and I think it's because no one ever told them. So I have a complimentary teleseminar that is taking place next Monday, 30 minutes, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up at my website, charvette.com. You'll see a teleseminar and coaching page. You can click there, sign up, and you can attend. It will tell you some things that you want to make sure you have in place when you are attracting media attention. And ladies and gentlemen, media can be your traditional media, but then the internet has expanded your media opportunities, but you need to be ready. So are you media ready? Check me out at charvette.com for that teleseminar series. And then there's another teleseminar coming up later on in the month called Radio Interviewing 101. So you may be a new artist, a new author, a new life coach, and you're pursuing radio interviews, but no one ever told you how to do a radio interview. What do you do before an interview? What do you do during? What do you do what do you do after? Well, Charvette's going to help you out there. And, again, all that information is on Charvette.com. I'm telling you what, today's show was just so fun. Come back next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have a whole lineup of wonderful shows that we have prepared for you. I have guests booked through March, so I'm telling you what, we have kicked off 2011, and 2011 is off the chain, and we just appreciate you tuning in every single Tuesday. And you know what? If you miss any portion of the show, or if you want to share the show with a friend, you're like, oh my goodness, I want somebody else to hear this, all you have to do is tell them to go to Charvette.com, and on the home page, the most recent show automatically starts playing. I'm telling you, you know, how great is that? You don't even have to do anything. Just go to Charvette.com, and the show starts playing. And then any of my past shows, you can check those out as well and hear everything that you need to hear. Again, Tickle Pink, that you joined us, and we thank you so much. And until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.